USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
An airport worker with minimal flight training stole an airplane from Tupelo Regional Airport, where he worked for 10 years, and scared thousands on the ground in northern Mississippi. Corey Wayne Patterson circled the sky for 5 hours before safely landing in a soybean field where he was arrested. Patterson knew how to take off, just not how to land. At one point, he threatened to crash into a Walmart, prompting an evacuation. No one was injured. Patterson faces charges of grand larceny and making terroristic threats. Federal charges are on the table. Evacuation orders are in place after 2 wildfires ignited in Northern California. The Mill Fire, which began Friday afternoon, burned close to 4,000 acres by Saturday morning and is 20% contained. The Mountain Fire began Friday evening. It's only 5% contained and so far has torched close to 3,400 acres. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only 2 forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev is being remembered for helping to end the Cold War and for precipitating the end of the Soviet Union, later calling it the greatest geopolitical catastrophe of the 20th century. Gorbachev was laid to rest on Saturday. Russian President Vladimir Putin claimed to be too busy to attend the funeral. Gorbachev died Tuesday at the age of 91. For the second time this week, NASA is scrubbing the launch of its crew capsule into lunar orbit. A fuel leak is the reason for the launch being canceled on Saturday. Escaping hydrogen caused the first scrub to occur on Monday. No word on when NASA might try again. After this coming Tuesday, a 2-week launch blackout period will kick in. If extensive fuel leak repairs are required, the capsule could be moved from the launch pad back into its hangar. That would delay the flight until October. More than 300 flights into, within, and out of the U.S. have been canceled so far this holiday weekend, with thousands more delayed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The western U.S. is on the boiler with a heat wave not expected to break until Labor Day. Residents in California and Nevada are being asked to conserve energy, which is notable in the Golden State because of recently passed legislation.
Just days after approving a plan to ban the sale of gas-powered cars by 2035, California officials have asked residents not to charge their electric vehicles to avoid overwhelming the power grid over Labor Day weekend. The news was announced via a Flex Alert. Over 40% of the nation's plug-in vehicles are registered in California, and Labor Day is one of the biggest travel weekends of the year. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Michigan officials want to know how a voting machine wound up for sale on eBay. The voter assist terminal is used to help voters mark their ballots, often used by those with disabilities. The machine went missing from Colfax Township. Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, citing an article by Cadillac News, said the machine wound up being sold through Goodwill's online auction site, as well as being listed on eBay. 4-ounce packages of St. James Smokehouse's Scotch Reserve Scottish Salmon are being recalled after a sample tested positive for listeria. They were sold earlier this year between February and June to stores in 10 states, including New Jersey. You should toss it out or take it back to the store for a full refund. I'm Kenneth Burns.